Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Welcome to exciting Amity Warrior basketball from Amity High School. The Warriors taking on the Sandingham Christian Eagles this evening in this West Valley League varsity girls and then followed by varsity boys matchups tonight. Talking about the girls, first of all, we got about 7.5 minutes to go before this one gets underway. Warriors come into this 12-6 overall, 5-1 in league. Sandingham Christian 6-8 overall, 4-2 in league, and playing some particularly good basketball of recent weeks. We'll talk about them some more in just a minute. Warriors have one loss, and that was a 41-37 league loss to Dayton. All their other losses have been non-league and have been to some pretty good teams. They lost to a real good 2A Kennedy team in the first game of the season, lost at Salem Academy, who's one of the top two or three teams in the state in 3A, lost to Jervis in a game they just didn't play well, lost at Coquille on a tough road trip down there, lost by 12. That was a game they had, they were right in it at halftime and then just didn't play well in the third quarter. And Coquille, another one of those top seven or eight teams in the state, and then have a loss to Blanchette Catholic, who's probably right there after Dayton and Salem Academy as the third best team in the state. And so the Warriors have kind of been in that third tier of 3A basketball teams this year. We've talked a little bit about that in previous episodes here of Warrior basketball, where the Warriors, they're definitely not one of the elite teams. They're not a Dayton, a Sandingham Christian, or excuse me, a Dayton, a Salem Academy, or a Blanchette. And there's some question whether or not they haven't shown the consistency that some of the other schools kind of in the next year like Warrenton or excuse me like Klatskanai and Rainier and Coquille have shown. And so Warrior girls step up their game a little bit, play more consistent. I think they can get into that second tier of teams in 3A. Right now they're definitely one of the top eight teams in the state, and kind of in the tier right below Amity is this Sandingham Christian team. Sandingham Christian, as I said, coming in 6-8 overall, 4-2 in league. They lost their league opener when these two teams met down at Sandingham Christian back on January 3rd, where the Warriors really controlled that game and won fairly easily 37-25, just shut down the guard play, which is kind of the Warriors' trademark. They're going to get after you on that perimeter defense. Following that, though, four straight wins. They beat Willamina by 7, knocked off Taft by 7 points, beat Sheridan by 3, and then crushed Westside Christian by about 30. And then came back and Dayton hammered them last Friday at Dayton. So they are sitting in third place in league. And as you know, top six in league go into districts, six and three play, 4 and 5 play early in the week. And then about midweek, the winners of those two games play. And then on Friday, the winner of that game plays the number two seed, and then the winner of that game on Friday plays the one seed, which will, barring significant injuries to the Dayton Pirates, will be Dayton. Will be sitting with that one seed as they don't have any losses in league right now. They're sitting coming into tonight at 6-0, and I believe they have Kalina Rojas back playing, which brings them up to that back to that elite level in the state. So Sandingham Christian, young team. They have one senior on their roster. That's Callie Ropp, 5'8", forward. And then they are no juniors and sophomores and freshmen. So this is a young team that's probably going to be pretty good in a year or two. They've got some size in their young girls. Audrey Miller, a 5'11 freshman, handles the ball pretty well and has the look that she may actually become a 5'11 point guard or at least a point forward that can handle the ball and run the offense when needed. And but she's young and inexperienced, and the quickness of the Warrior guards able to really harass her when she was attempting to play that point position. But definitely some good young talent there at Sandingham Christian, and should be an entertaining game to watch. Warriors playing some good basketball. They did have that loss against Blanchette where they just came out flat in the third quarter and got blown out. What was a six-point game or four-point game, I believe, in the second quarter at one point. And then down 12 going into halftime, and then third quarter just kind of fell apart against a really, really good Blanchette team, especially on the defensive end. The Warriors really struggled offensively. But outside of that, they knocked off Taft by 30, beat Westside Christian by 32, and and beat Willamina by 15 in there. Before that, beat squeaked by Sheridan. Didn't play well against Sheridan at all. Squeaked out a win there. Sheridan's just a really scrappy team, and so you can't ever judge much by what you did against Sheridan this year, because they really were scrappy against us, shot the ball pretty well for them, and kept that game close. And of course, the Warriors also defeated the San Diego Christian team by 12 in the league opener. And so sitting at 5-1 in league, looking to get to 6-1 and hang on to that second place spot in the league. The Warriors will attempt to get past the Eagles tonight here on their home floor. We're going to take a break and be back with a few more words and some starting lineup before this one gets going. This is the home of Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Starting lineups tonight. Number three, a 5'6 sophomore, Aaliyah Atkins, will be starting for San Diego Christian. Number four, a 5'6 sophomore, Josie Risinger. Number 11, a 5'11 freshman that we talked about before, Audrey Miller. And then Trinity Beck, a 5'3 sophomore, number 22, and then number 23, the only senior, the only upperclassman on this Eagles team, Callie Ropp, a 5'8 senior. So it's Atkins, Risinger, both, and Beck, sophomores, Miller, a freshman, and Ropp, a senior. So as we talked about, a team that has a bright future ahead of them, but it is a team that is very young, and the athleticism of the Warrior guards stand to be the difference in this game, as neither team really has a post presence that is consistent, though Kai Rosenbaum definitely capable of being a little bit of a force in there. She has yet to do that consistently. I know something Reg is still looking for out of her. For the Warriors, it's the normal starting lineup tonight. Keely Graham and Maylin Williams and Morgan Croxford and Alyssa Plummer and Hannah Hatch. We got a number wrong here in the program. Have to ask them about that. They got Hatch listed at 11 and Brene Husky listed as number 11. Hatch wears number 10, of course. And we are ready to go here from Amity High School. Your Warriors and the San Diego Christian Eagles set to do battle here to start the second half of the West Valley League 2018 season. Warriors with a win here would have a two-game lead over second place, or over in second place over the third place Eagles. Warriors in their home white uniforms with the royal blue numbers and trim, and the Eagles in their traveling dark gray with red letters and trim. Good-looking traveling uniforms. Croxford set to jump it up with the 5'11 freshman Miller. Here we go. Ball's up, and Croxford wins the tap. Out elevates the freshman. Graham with the ball sets it up. She traveled, got away with it. Swings it over to Williams on the left wing. Looking for a cutter going through. Not there. Hits a Croxford popping out. Over to Graham on the right wing. Graham cross court to Plummer. Fakes the 18-footer. Drives back out to Graham. Right angle three. No good. Halfway down. Wouldn't stay. Rebound by Beck. Beck pushes up the middle of the floor. Puts the brakes on. Halfway between the center circle and the top of the key. And gives it to Miller. Miller directing traffic. Told you she'll play a little point. Starts to drive. Plummer cuts her off. There's the double and Croxford with the steal. Croxford on Beck there. Goes off of Beck's foot and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Croxford needs to read the numbers on that. It was a one-on-two break. Good time to back it out and not attack. Williams inbounds to Graham. No score here early in the first quarter. Graham, Croxford on the right angle. Looking for a cutter through there. Now to Williams out top. Williams fakes the three, drives, kicks it to Graham in the left corner. She drives, bounce pass inside to Croxford, turns left hand off the glass and in. Morgan Croxford with a nice post move down there and a good pass and assist by Keeley. Now the Warriors in man-to-man full court pressure here. Miller driving, loses the ball, waiting for a call. No. They're going to confer here. One official pointing one way, the other pointing the other. Plummer never touched the ball. It was, oh my goodness, that's a terrible call. Plummer never touched the ball. Miller just lost it on the drive. Plummer nodding at Reg saying, yeah, I know, I didn't touch it. San Diego Christian gets fortunate on that one. Warriors up 2-0. They get the ball into Risinger. Risinger working on Graham. Graham knocks it away, chases it down, and gets the couldn't quite get the steal. Got to the sideline before she could get to it. But Keeley with some excellent defense there. Keeley, one of the top defensive guards in the state. 3A and below. Risinger gets it into Miller. Miller working on Plummer. Plummer making her work hard to get it across half court. Now Miller swings it right side to Risinger. Risinger, Graham on her. Looking inside, not there. Could have 5-second call. Now she puts it on the floor just in time. Graham lets her back off a little bit. Gives it to Miller way out top. Miller over to Atkins on the right wing. Now on top to Beck. Beck with the ball. Swings it left side to Risinger. Puts up a three. No good. And the rebound by Croxford in traffic. Croxford pushes up the right side to Graham. Graham bounce pass to Plummer. Back out to Graham on the right wing. Now to Williams at the high post. Flips it out to Croxford. Now over to Graham. Graham on the right wing with it. Out to Williams. Fakes the three. Takes a dribble. Misses the 18-footer. Didn't really get herself set there. Forced it a little bit. Now it's Ropp playing the point on Croxford. So they keep changing who's handling the ball here out top, which is kind of interesting. Right side to Risinger. Graham misses the steal. Risinger now. The ball poked away by Croxford. Picked up by Graham. Steal by Croxford. Graham ahead to Croxford on the right side. Back to Group. Oh, tried to hit Graham. Goes to Plummer for three. No good. Long rebound over the head of Hatch. Picked up, and there's a ball knocked out of bounds by Graham as Ropp tried to fire it up the sideline. Graham saw that coming. So Keeley doesn't have any steals yet, but she's got two balls knocked out of bounds. They get it into Beck. Back to Ropp. Ropp working on Croxford. Way out here by the half-court line. And now we've got a whistle blown. I'm not sure what he's calling here. I have no idea what that conversation was about. The official blew the whistle, had a conversation with a couple of players, and making a hand motion like somebody was carrying the ball, and then blew the whistle and brought it back to the sideline. So a little confusion there, but Reg didn't seem too upset about it, so it must not have been anything important. Beck with it on the left wing. Beck trying to drive on Williams. Hatch helps out on the double and then gets back over to Atkins. Beck still working with it, gets down the right side, throws up a runner, no good. There's a tip by Miller and a rebound by Ropp. Ropp backs it out on the right side, picks up her dribble, tries to throw it out top, ball knocked away, and Graham can't get the steal off her hands and out of bounds. That's the third time Keeley's had her hands on a ball, and it's ended up out of bounds. That close to three steals, and she has none. 4:48 left to go, first quarter. 2-0 game, Warriors up. Get it into Risinger. Graham on her. Risinger working left. Graham cuts her off at the foul line. Risinger backs it out now. All the way out by the center circle. Just left of that. Starts to drive. Backs out. Still dribbling. Nothing happening here. Now Graham comes out to initiate the 5 seconds. Closely guarded. She spins baseline. It's a block by Williams. She takes it right out of Risinger's hands as she went up. Graham with the rebound ahead to Plummer. Plummer back to Graham. Warriors not able to get any quick offense here. Croxford with a three, no good. Weak side rebound by Williams. She throws it away. Risinger with the interception out top. Risinger coming in and knocked away from behind by Alyssa Plummer, hustling down and wolfed that ball out of bounds. Halfway through the first quarter, 2-0 game here. Warriors look good defensively. Offensively, they look a little challenged. Into the game, number 15, Shea Carley, a 5'7 sophomore. She replaces Risinger. Carley gives him a little bit more length, a couple inches there. Pass in, knocked away, and out of bounds by Plummer. Hatch helping out there, too. Ball out of bounds right in front of the Warriors bench. Ropp will inbound it from there. Ropp looking for somebody to get open, finally gets in the corner to Carley. Carley. Back to Ropp on the right wing. Ropp back down in the corner to Carley. Now down low to Atkins. Atkins working on Hatch. There's a foul by Hatch. She puts it in. Atkins with a little left-handed sweeping hook there. Drew contact on Hatch, reaching in. Game's tied at 2, and Atkins will go to the line to try to get the first lead of the game here for the Eagles. 3:55 left to go first quarter. That's a first foul of the game. Free throw no good. Miller high for the rebound, though. Gets it back out to Ropp. Ropp to Miller. She loses it out of bounds. Finally, the Warriors get a call. After all these balls have gone out of bounds, every one of them have gone to the Eagles. This time, finally goes off of an Eagle, and the Warriors get it. Graham will bring it up, initiate the offense. Starts towards the left side of the floor. Now swings it over to Williams. Williams down in the right corner to Hatch. Hatch looking for cutters. Crosses over. She starts to drive baseline. Ball's pulled, ripped away from her by Beck. Beck throws it ahead to Atkins. Atkins saves it back into Croxford. She was walking that baseline there. Croxford up the right side. Gets trapped. We're going to have a blocking foul or a pushing foul or something to that nature. Over on that right sideline, the foul's going to be on Beck. Her first team foul on Sandy M. Christian. Croxford inbound across the way. In front of the Warrior faithful over there. Back door to Graham. Graham, bounce pass to Plummer. Plummer, her shot blocked, gets it back, goes up. Her shot blocked. Miller with the rebound. Graham probably should have just taken that first shot instead of being unselfish there. Miller driving all the way in, and Plummer's going to get the two-shot foul as she comes across. She could never get in front of Miller there. Miller got her on her hip. And Alyssa, trying to stay right with her, got kind of stuck on that hip and never got off and got back in front. 3:11 left to go, first quarter. 2-2 game here at Amity High School. Miller to the line, 5'9 freshman. First one, short. Just caught the front of the rim on that one. Second one for Miller. Gets the ball, takes three dribbles and then kind of flips it backwards to herself, and she's short on that one too. Croxford with the rebound. So we stay tied at two as Santiam Christian has missed all three of their free throws so far. Graham crosses over, gets in the lane all the way in. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Blocking foul. I think it's going to be on Callie Ropp. Her first, second team foul. So the Warriors looking to get back on top here. They were up 2-0 and have just not been able to get anything going offensively so far. Graham hits the free throw. Her first point of the game. The other 2 points go to Morgan Croxford on that low post left-handed jump hook off the glass. Graham's second one rolls around and drops in. 4-2 Warriors. Miller looking for some help. Gets it into Beck. Beck with Williams on her. Driving hard to the right. Knocked away. She gets it. Oh, it ends up in the hands of Atkins. Atkins. Pump fake. Drives. Ball knocked away. Croxford with the steal. Ahead to Graham on the right side. Graham across the timeline there with it. Now swings it to Williams. Williams spot up three. Left angle. No good. Weak side rebound. Battling. Pulled out of there by Atkins. Atkins. Her pass picked off by Plummer. Plummer back through the lane. Back to the foul line for Williams for two, and she buries it. Maylin Williams hanging around and makes the knockdown jumper. Now Graham knocks the inbounds pass out of bounds intended for Carly. 2:25 left to go, first quarter, 6-2 Warriors. This is what the Warriors do. They just keep bringing the pressure at you. Offensively, the Warriors are not a particularly good half-court team unless somebody's making some three-point shots because they don't have much of an inside game, and they don't drive and pop much either. But what they really do is they get after you full court. They'll pick up a foul here and there like Maylin Williams just did. That's her first, 13 foul on the Warriors. Plummer and Hatch both have one as well. Just two team fouls on the Eagles so far. Miller gets it into Ropp in the right corner. Croxford right on her, knocks the ball out of her hands and out of bounds. And Reg says, hey, that went off of Croxford and then off of Ropp, but he's not going to get that call. The officials look at each other and they both agree that it went off of Mo. Into the game, Sailor Allman, a 5'6 freshman, replaces Miller. So they get a little smaller, a little less talented. Ropp to inbound at the end of the Warrior bench, lobs it into Atkins. Gets all the way past Hatch. Hatch went for the steal, didn't get it. And Atkins gets her second bucket of the game, and it's a 4-6 game. Warriors up two. Graham to Williams. Williams, left side of the key out top. Now back to Graham on the right side. Graham, top of the key with it. Drives, kicks. Hatch, deep two, no good. Weak side rebound. Grabbed by number 15, Carly. Carly gets it to Allman. Allman working on Plummer. Left side to Beck. Beck, high post to Ropp. Ropp fakes right, goes left. Jump hook off the glass and in. That's a tough shot. And it's a 6-6 game with a minute and a half left to go, first quarter. Callie Ropp with a good left-handed jump hook there on the drive. Kind of that running hook shot. Plummer out on top. Williams fakes the three, swings it over in the left corner to Graham. Back to Williams out top. Williams spots up for 22. No good. And the rebound after a good box out. Pulled out of there by Atkins, and she gets it to Allman. Allman. Plummer cuts her off. She picks up her dribble, goes left side to Beck. Beck working on Graham. Graham gets under the screen and cuts her off. Then Graham knocks away. Beck pushing off with that left arm, gets away with it. She falls on the ground as she passes it over. Now she gets it back. High post to Ropp. Ropp back out on top to Beck. Swings it left side to Carly. Back to Beck out top. 43 seconds ago. There's a steal by Croxford, but she can't chase it down. Beck gets it at half court. There's a steal by Williams. Williams cut that off. Beck cuts her off. Williams puts the brakes on. Back out to Hatch. Hatch, 18-footer, right side. No good. Weak side rebound, Graham. Graham out on top to Croxford. Fakes the three, steps left, 18-footer, no good. Plummer gets the rebound inside, and she is tied up. So the Warriors with a couple of good looks there and just can't convert. Brene Husky into the game. She's going to get Maylin Williams a breather. 22 seconds left to go, first quarter. Alternating possession goes to the Eagles. Risinger back into the game. She gets Beck out. Carly will inbound under their Warriors basket. Gets it into Risinger. Risinger, Graham will pick her up as she heads up the left side. Meets her at about half court. Shows her left. She gives it up to Atkins. There's a pass tip, but Risinger gets it. Back out to Carly. Carly trying to go into Ropp, and Croxford doing a good job in there. Now Allman, the ball stripped by Plummer. Plummer with 3 seconds. Two, taking it in there. Ball knocked away and out of bounds with .9. Warriors basketball. Plummer thought she was fouled on that drive. Warriors with .9. They got to get a shot off really quick here. Husky to inbound to Plummer. Plummer takes a dribble. You can't do that with .9. You got to catch and shoot. You got to know how much time there is. Shook that dribble and the clock ran out before she could get the shot off. So after one 6-6 game here in a very low-scoring girls varsity West Valley League action tonight from Amity High School. This is Amity Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back after this message.
99W as it enters Newburgh might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 MPGe and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 MPGe and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes on the clock, second quarter, getting ready to start here from Amity High School, where the Warriors and the Santiam Christian Eagles all tied at 6. Warriors were ahead 6-2, midway, about 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. And then even though they were getting opportunities, just couldn't convert on a number of good looks, both wide-open threes and shots from the mid-range. So Warriors need some shots to fall here. Croxford with it on the right angle, looking for cutters, goes in the corner to Hatch for three, long. Weak side rebound, tipped around and pulled out of there by Ropp. Keely Graham knocks the ball away. Ropp ends up with it. Ropp over to Allman. Allman with the drive into the lane, puts it up. I think Croxford got a piece of it. She gets the rebound over to Graham. Graham weaving through traffic. Into the key, all the way in, lays it up and in, and she's fouled. Keely Graham was taking control of that one from coast to coast as she took the ball at one end, weaving her way through traffic, got into the lane, realized the defense really never picked her up or tried to stop her, and got all the way inside for the lay-in and the foul. Graham to the line. Her free throw, a little long, bounces around, and Allman with the rebound. Croxford picks up a poor foul, coming around from behind and bumping her. 8-6 Warriors early in the second quarter. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. First on Croxford. Keely doesn't have any, so that's a good thing. Now the Warriors come out a 1-2-2 press. They get it to Carly at midcourt. She gives it back to Allman. Allman traveled, got away with it. Over to Ropp. Ropp finds the cutter, and there's the lay-in for number 15, Shea Carly, as the zone defense did not swing back across and cut off the middle of the lane there. 8-8. There's a pass knocked away. Keely chases it down on the other side of half court, and she'll bring it back across. A little lazy on the pass there. Keely with it. Top of the key. Steps back. 18-footer. No good. And the rebound by Atkins. Warriors pick up full court man. Allman with it. Knocked away by Graham. Graham can't chase it down. That is the fifth pass Keely has knocked away, or the fifth ball that Keely has knocked away and out of bounds. Trinity Beck back into the game. She's going to get Allman out. So you get a sophomore, 5'3 sophomore back in, but a better ball handler, a little more comfortable against this press. Warriors in full court man now. Risinger working on Graham. She knocks it away and out of bounds. Keely with incredibly quick hands. Got six now that she has knocked out of bounds. Kai Rosenbaum into the game, gives Morgan Croxford a break. 6:35 to go in the second quarter. 8-8. Eagles basketball. Risinger brings it up. Keely giving her lots of space here. Risinger over to Carly. Carly looking for somebody to pop out. Nothing there. Now swings it right side to Risinger. Graham on her. Risinger starts to drive, backs it up, and there's a steal by Keely. Keely with her first steal, I think, of the game. Maybe two steals now, but she's got six balls that she's knocked out of bounds, both between passes and dribbles. Keely, top of the key, with it, swings it left side to Hatch. Hatch, back to Keely. Graham goes right side, down in the corner to Plummer, fakes the three, drives baseline, gets in traffic to Hatch. Hatch puts it up and in from 5 feet. Nice pass by Alyssa Plummer along that baseline. Warriors up 10-8. Risinger working against Graham. Gets it across to Carly. Carly on the left wing. Williams getting set to check back in for the Warriors. Carly still looking for somebody to pass the ball to. Now gets it to Atkins. Atkins to Risinger. Risinger way out on top with it. Graham just backs off, taking a little breather here on defense. He's working hard. There's a ball tipped out of bounds by Hatch. Another good tip by the Warriors. So Miller in, and number 21, a 5'11 freshman, Emily Bourne. So they get real tall with two 5'11 kids in the game. First time Bourne's been in, Miller started the game. Carly gets it into Miller. Miller out by half court with it. Warriors man-to-man defense. Graham will be on Miller, so Graham at maybe 5'4", 5'5", and Miller at 5'11", pretty significant height advantage there. And Miller goes right to the high post. Carly with it, goes right side to Bourne. Bourne out on top to Beck. She loses it over and back. And that's the pressure. Alyssa Plummer didn't get a tip, but she had pressure on Beck so that Beck had to reach out for the ball because Bourne's pass couldn't go right to her because of Plummer. So good defense by Alyssa, forcing a turnover, even though it won't show up as anything that she did in the scorebook. It was really her pressure defense. Warriors basketball up 10-8. Rosenbaum on the right wing. Goes down low to Graham. Graham steps back on the baseline. Her shot partially blocked, and Plummer gets the rebound, and she's fouled. So Alyssa will go to the line to shoot two. Be the fourth and fifth foul shots for the Warriors here in the first half. Keeley has the first three. She's hit two of them. Fourth team foul against the Eagles. Plummer's first one. Looks good. Is nice high arch. Barely touches the net as it comes down through there. Plummer's first point of the game. Second one for Alyssa. Looks the same. Is the same. So she gets a pair. And Warriors up 12-8. They get the ball in the hands of Miller. Miller pushes up the left side. Graham hustles back to cut her off. Miller puts up a 23-footer from the left wing and drains it. Holy cow. We have not seen that. She didn't show any of that down at Santa Ana Christian. That was a 22-footer. Graham drives in. Foul. She'll go to the line. Foul's going to be on Beck on the drive. Nope, they're going to give her two shots. They're going to say it was on the shot. So fifth team foul, second one on Beck. And Graham back to the line. That shot by Miller, she just kind of standing there, and Graham had backed way off of her. She was about 6 feet off of her, standing back at about 18 feet. And Miller just kind of stepped in and stuck it. It was a good-looking shot. So that'll change the Warriors' defensive strategy against her. You won't see her left unguarded again. Impressive to see a 5'11 freshman with that kind of shooting range. And she didn't show that at all when we played them down there. I don't remember her taking a three-pointer, let alone coming close to making one. Graham hits a pair, though. Warriors up 14-11, and now she harasses Miller, and she's going to get caught for reaching in. Graham's first foul. And then Reg says, no more. I don't want any more fouls out of you. Should be five team fouls on the Warriors, the first on Graham. Croxford in, gets Plummer a break. 4:13 left to go, second quarter. Warriors up three. Ropp brings it across half court with Croxford on her. Ropp goes high post to Miller. Miller working on Graham, goes down. Graham tips it, going to get a block shot on that one, and the ball out of bounds to the Warriors. Good job by Keeley. Not going to be able to challenge the ball at the apex of the shot, but able to knock it away on the way up. 4 minutes to go. Halfway through this second quarter, Warriors up three on the ball. Got three starters on the floor, Croxford, Graham, and Williams, and then a couple of subs in there in Rosenbaum and Husky. Rosenbaum to Husky out top. Miller on her, swings it to Williams, spots up for a three, looks good. Ooh, a little short. Croxford with the rebound, steps through, up with the left hand, leaves it short. Ball out of bounds, should be to the, should have been to the Warriors. Croxford tipped it, they said. And Hatch in, and Keeley gets a break. Keeley with about 12 and a half minutes under her belt here in this first half. She'll get a short break and be back in to finish up that last couple of minutes probably. She'll probably come back in for Husky here in a minute. Miller with it. Working against Hatch, cut off by Croxford. Now Miller having a hard time, finally gets a handle on it. And that ball is knocked away. Croxford with a steal. Croxford throws it ahead to Husky, knocked away by Atkins, I think. Nope, by, I don't know who that was knocked away by. Somebody new in the game. Roberts knocked it away. Roberts with the ball now. Roberts, a 5'5 sophomore. Over on the right side, Croxford knocks it away and off the leg of Ropp and out of bounds. Nice job by Morgan. Effectively a steal. Ropp didn't come to meet the ball. Croxford cut across the angle there and was able to get a hand on it, but deflected it kind of off the bottom of her hand, and it hit Ropp's knee and went out of bounds. Husky on the left wing. Down in the corner to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum takes a dribble. Now out top to Hatch. Back to Kai on the left wing. Looking for cutters, not there. Now to Croxford out top. Croxford against this zone defense. What it looks like. It could be man-to-man, but I think it's a zone. Nope, it is man-to-man. It's just a really soft man-to-man. Part of that's because the Warriors haven't made anything from the outside. Rosenbaum fakes the 15-footer, swings it over to Croxford. 2.5 minutes to go now. Croxford drives baseline, gets all the way in, puts it up, misses the shot. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Her shot blocked. She's fouled on Atkins, I believe. So Kaya will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Rosenbaum, her first free throw attempts of the night coming up. 16 foul against the Eagles, so the Warriors will be in the bonus for the last couple of minutes here. Officials conferring about something, and now they've got it settled. Rosenbaum will have two. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight. Rosenbaum banks the first one in off the glass, just like you draw it up. Carly back in. She replaces Atkins. So one more for Rosenbaum. The second one bounces around and goes in. So two pretty ugly free throws, and the result is 2 points for Rosenbaum, 16-11. Carly pushes up the right side on Williams. Williams cuts her off about the Warrior head now. She backs it out towards the center circle. Picks up her dribble, swings it to Ropp on the right wing. Extended. Now down on the right side to Roberts. Back to Ropp. Ropp. Croxford soft on her. They look inside. It's Bourne. Bourne doesn't want to make the move. And there's the interception by Williams. She shuffles it off to Croxford. Croxford up the left side. Pulls up at the three-point line. Back out to Williams. Fakes the three. Jumps left. Now out to Husky. Back to Williams. Williams will dribble out towards the top of the key and reset things. Over to Croxford on the left side. Croxford, she'll dribble back towards the top. Swing it. Skip past the Hatch. Three-pointer right wing. Little long. Bounces in! That one took a high bounce up in the air and then came back down softly. And Ropp loses their dribble up the right sideline as Croxford pressures her. Callie Ropp, not a point guard. And that's a lot of pressure to put on her. This is what they're really lacking as a point guard. They just don't have one. It's a scrappy team, but they just don't have a good guard play. Croxford misses the 18-footer. Kaya with the rebound, she misses. Croxford with the rebound, she misses. Kaya with the rebound, she misses. Ball out of bounds, off a Hatch. Huh. That was a lot of offensive rebounds and misses as far as I'm concerned. Warriors up 19-11. .121 left to go here in the second quarter. They get it into Miller. Miller, reach-in foul on Hatch as she starts to drive. So second on Hatch, 16 foul the Warriors. So now the Eagles will be in the bonus as well. Plummer going to come back in. She gets Hatch. Hatch has two fouls, so Reg will keep her from getting that third one here in the first half. He talks to her, lets her know why she's coming out. They get it into Miller. Just making sure that Hannah didn't think that that was discipline. That was just preventive medicine there. Sometimes a kid will commit a foul and they think they're coming out because they committed the foul and did something wrong. They're coming out so that the coach can protect them from picking up another foul right now before the end of the half. Like her to have all three of those remaining fouls left to use. High post pass tipped away by Croxford. They're going to get her for her second foul. And that'll bring Keeley back in. Keeley has one foul. She'll come back in for the same reason, to protect Morgan against that third foul. That'll put Ropp on the line to shoot 1-1. Morgan shaking her head, probably because she knows that was just a very low percentage play. She was behind the high post and try to come over the top and knock the pass away. Pretty hard to do that and get away with it. Ropp hits the first. She'll have one more. Just under a minute left to go in the first half. 19-12 Warriors. Ropp misses the second one. Graham with a good box out and a rebound in front of Roberts. Graham brings it up. Against a little bit of pressure. Crosses over. Top of the key extended now to Williams. Williams on the left angle. Works back towards the top of the key. Swings it to Rosenbaum on the right wing. Rosenbaum will take the 15-footer. No good. Rebound by Miller. Miller with Plummer on her. Works off a little screen. And we're going to have a foul, I think, on... And we're going to have a little disagreement between Reg and the official about the foul. They're going to get Plummer. Reg is saying the offensive player extended her arms into Alyssa as Alyssa got there. And that's what the argument is between Reg and the official here. And it's a pretty low-key argument. Reg doesn't want to get himself in too much trouble here in the second quarter. So Plummer comes out with her second, Husky back in. So Hatch, Plummer, and Croxford all with two fouls each. Warriors with 18 fouls, and it puts Shea Carley on the line to shoot one-on-one, and she hits the first. So a little bit of minor foul trouble here for the Warriors in the first half. 34.5 seconds left to go. Second one, no good. Long rebound. Husky should be over the back, and it is on Carley. That'll put Husky on the line to shoot one-on-one. That was one of those plays that Carley probably wishes she could get back there. It was a long rebound coming back towards her, but Husky did a good job of stepping in front of her to box her out. The ball came right there, and Carley went up over the back of Husky to try to get to the ball. And Bernay, good job boxing out and going up for that rebound to draw that foul. So Husky will shoot one-on-one. Second foul on Carley. Husky hits the first. Good-looking foul shot there. Nice and clean. She's got 3 points here in the first half. Offense from Bernay is just bonus offense, really. You don't count on it. She's a substitute that doesn't score a lot of points, but here she has four now. She hits the second free throw also. Risinger with it. Brings it across half court against Williams. Stops at the Warrior head. Tries to hit a cutter. That's Roberts. Goes in. Throws up an air ball, and it is out of bounds. Good job by Kendra Knuth defensively there. 21-13 Warriors. 21.3 seconds left, and they have the ball. Reg would probably like to see one shot, but we've got pressure coming up by the Eagles. They come up in a little zone defense here, but really it's just kind of a man on Keeley, and everything else is a zone. So I think it's just a soft man defense, except it's tight on Keeley, soft on everybody else. Williams out top, drives, gets inside with a left hand, no good. Ball's loose, comes to Miller. Miller pushes up the left side, throws one up from half court, hits the ceiling, and that'll be the end of the first half. We were tied at 6 after the first quarter. After 2, the Warriors up 21-13 as they outscore Sandingham Christian 15-7 in that second quarter. We're going to take a break here and be back with some scoring totals for you as we go in to halftime. The Warriors with an 8-point lead on KLYC McMinnville. Halftime of the Amity Warriors girls matchup here in West Valley League action with the Sandingham Christian Eagles. Warriors lead 21-13 after being tied at 6. They got their offense going a little bit better there in the second quarter, and the defense remained pretty much static there, allowing 6 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. And Warriors were led there in that first quarter by 6 points from Keeley Graham. Didn't really have her shot going at all. Couldn't hit an outside shot. Was able to get herself to the line. She was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line and had a lay-in. Brene Husky with some unexpected offense off the bench with 4 points. 3 for Hannah Hatch on a 3-pointer that bounced high off the back of the rim and then went in. And then 2 each from Croxford, Williams, Plummer, and Rosenbaum. The Eagles were led by Atkins with 4, and then 3 players with 3 each, Miller, Carley, and Ropp. So the Warriors looking to stay in a firm second place here. Right now they have a 1-game lead over this Sandingham Christian team, and I don't think there's anybody else with 2 losses, or with 1 loss, excuse me, 2 losses. So right now, the standings in West Valley coming into tonight: Dayton 6-0, Amity 5-1, Sandingham Christian 4-2, Sheridan 3-3, and then Westside with 2 wins, Willamina 1, and Taft none, bringing up the rear. And so Sandingham Christian, just one game behind, a win tonight for them would tie them with Amity for second place in the league. A win by Amity, though, would give them a two-game cushion over Sandingham and Sheridan if Sheridan gets a win tonight for that second place spot, and that would be huge for the Warriors. They'd really like to get that second place and get the bye into Friday to play the winner of the 3-6 kind of mini bracket that leads up to districts there earlier in the week, and it'd be nice to have that bye into the Friday action and be playing for a spot in the championship game and not have to work your way into that. All right, we're going to take a break here for a few minutes and be back with the start of the second half. Got about 5.5 minutes until tip-off. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the third quarter here from Amity High School. Warriors leading the Eagles of Sandingham Christian 21-13. Warriors struggled offensively to knock down outside shots much there in the first quarter. It was terrible. Second quarter, they finally got a little bit going. If they could make a couple of threes, get something going here, they could maybe put these Eagles away here in the third quarter. We'll see how it goes. Miller goes high post to Allman, or to Carly in the game. Excuse me, Carly. Back out to Beck. Beck, top of the key, back to Carly. Puts up a three, no good. Weak side rebound. Plummer battling, rips it away from Miller. Miller then steals it. Miller pulls up for three, airballs it. Weak side. Pulled down by Atkins. Atkins back out to Beck. Beck fouled by Graham. That's Keeley's second foul. Keeley's second. Harvey Nelson showing up here a little late tonight, Harvey. Little late tonight. You're a little late tonight, I said. Yeah. Got his Hall of Fame jacket on, though. Sitting up here next to fellow Hall of Famer Ainer Bozinski in the top row. Talking to my wife. Making her laugh. Whatever they're saying over there. Beck with it on the right wing. Looking for a cutter. Now goes in the corner to Carly. Carly guarded by Williams. Out on the right wing to Ropp. Ropp with Croxford on her. Not sure what to do. Croxford backing off her as she goes out. As Ropp takes it out by the center line. Now swings it left side to Beck. Beck on top to Atkins. Atkins knocked away by Hatch. She gets it back. She drives. Blocked by Croxford. And then ball's on the floor. Graham ties up somebody on the floor there. I think Carly. And this will be, alternating possession should go to the Warriors. And it does. There we go. Graham with it. Working on Beck. Throws it over to Williams. Williams back to Graham by the center circle. Graham, high post to Croxford. I like this offense. Looking for a cutter. Now swings it out. Hatch, right corner three. Good! Hannah Hatch. I like it when Mo is in that high post. I think that's when their offense runs its best. Reg and I have talked about that. Mo's not a natural post, but if she would just realize how effective she is there, because she can drive, she can pass, and she pulls that defense to her. There's a bad pass from Miller to Beck, off Beck's hands and out of bounds. Warriors ball, 24-13 here early in the third quarter. Steve Morris down there to my right, another Hall of Famer, sitting next to Randy Rohde, another Amity Hall of Famer. So they're all over the place up here. This time Croxford backs down, goes up with a left hand block, and the rebound pulled out of there by Atkins. Atkins working on Hatch. Hatch cuts her off, and Croxford knocks it away, and we've got a jump ball on the floor. Hannah and Morgan checking on Atkins there. She went down hard. Mo slapped the ball, and Atkins lost her balance on that. It was clean. The Sandingham Christian fans riding the official pretty hard, and he kind of gives them the looking out the top of your eyes glance at him, as in, you better be careful what you say. You won't be in this game as a fan much longer. Graham knocks it away. Ball's loose. Tied up. Amity Warrior basketball. Keely Graham with another tipped ball. The seventh ball that she has tipped loose today. This one results in a turnover on the jump ball. Morgan to inbound right here in front of me. Just in front of Ron Huber running the clock as well. Morgan gets it into Maylin. Maylin back to Mo. Mo with the Warrior head in front of Reg there. Looking inside. Just missed Keely. On the cut. Keeley was open. Morgan didn't feel like she could thread the needle there. Morgan now works off of Graham's screen. Picks up a dribble. Finds Williams cutting. Williams shot blocked by Ropp. Atkins grabs it over to Miller. Miller pushes hard up the right side. She is pretty fast for a 5'11 freshman with that with the ball in her hands, she is really covers a lot of ground quickly, and that's the third foul on Plummer. That's going to get Husky into the game. Second team foul on the Warriors here in the third quarter. Lissa frustrated. Good effort, just playing Miller a little too tight. You got to take a step back and then kind of drop step and stay in front of her. Don't try to ride her hip all the way. That's gotten two fouls on Alyssa now. Plummer drives baseline, Miller drives baseline. Graham tips it. Eighth time Graham's tipped the ball. This one goes off of Miller's foot and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Eight times Keeley has tipped a ball loose in this game. I am keeping track of that. She only has two steals, but eight other tipped balls. She loses it top of the key, gets it back, flips it over to Williams. Williams starts to drive, kicks down the corner. Hatch puts up a three. Little strong on this one. Good rebound, box out by Miller. Miller, Graham picks her up. And see, she gives her a little bit more room. That's what Alyssa needs to do. There's a step through by Ropp. She misses the short jumper. And Williams and Allman or Carly tie it up. It's going to be Eagles basketball. Still 24-13 Warriors. Almost 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Warriors have the only basket of this half. Back in the corner. Out to Ropp. Ropp drives. Left-handed running shot. No good. Graham with the rebound. Should have been a foul on Ropp. No call. Graham heads up. Goes left side to Williams for three. Good! Maylin Williams burying the three-pointer on the fast. Well, not really the fast break. And then we should have an offensive foul. No, we've got a timeout call by the Eagles. Should have been an offensive foul on Becca. She shoved Husky out of the way to get loose. And that's what good defense will do, is it will frustrate offensive players, and they will make decisions physically and mentally that throw them out of their game. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break also. Warriors leading 27-13, 4:48 left to go in the third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Girls leading the Santa Am Christian Eagles 27-13. Feels like a much closer game than this. It was 6-6 after the first quarter. The Warriors built it up to an 8-point halftime lead and now have scored all six of the third quarter points to push this lead out to 14. But it doesn't feel like a large lead because the Warriors really haven't been able to get any kind of real offensive sync, but they've had a three from Hatch and a three from Williams, and maybe that is the beginning of what we'd like to see out of this offense. Miller to inbound. Good-looking freshman player, 5'11", can handle the ball, lobs it into Beck. Beck working on Husky. Knocked away from behind by Graham. There's a steal by Keeley. Croxford back to Keeley. Hook pass threw that one away. Got a little fancy there. Keeley with her third steal. So she's had her hands, by my count, on 11 balls. Three of them have been steals. Eight other balls have just been tipped loose and out of bounds. That doesn't include the ones that she's tipped and they've gotten back. She passed ahead to Beck. Stolen away by Husky. Husky ahead to Graham. Oh, it's stolen. Atkins got a hand on that and took it away. Atkins takes it in with the left hand. Misses the shot. Nobody rebounding. Beck with the ball. Back out. Miller for three. No good. Croxford tips it and then blocks the shot. Tips the ball ahead to herself. Croxford up the left side. Throws it to Graham. Graham takes it in on Miller. No good. She's fouled. Audrey Miller with the foul. Graham will go to the line to shoot two. Morgan Croxford putting on a clinic. Making up for not rebounding, first of all. But blocked the shot. Got the rebound. Tipped it ahead to herself on the loose ball rebound. Tipped it ahead to herself, chased it down the left sideline, and then it made a great pass cross-court from about 40 feet away to Graham as Graham cut to the basket, and Keeley draws the foul. Miller's first of the game, first team foul on Santa Yam. Graham hits a pair of free throws, 6 out of 7 for the line, from the line tonight for Keeley, and the Warriors in tight man-to-man pressure. Keeley fired up now, working on Miller. Miller gets it ahead to Ropp. Graham comes up on her now. Graham now gives her up to Croxford. Roff doesn't know what's going on as they keep switching on her, and she's still working. Now gives it to Carly at the top of the key. Carly to Miller popping out. Miller, Graham backing off just a little bit. Miller looking for a cutter, backdoor to Roff, reverse lay-in, no good. Rebound by Carly, puts it up and in. No boxing out by the Warriors. Warriors inbound quickly. Carly's got five in the game now. Williams to Graham, and she sets up the offense here. Croxford taking that high post position. Graham works off of it a little bit, drives down. Right corner hatch for three, won't stay in. Good box out by Husky and the rebound. Husky down low to Graham. Graham in traffic, or Williams in traffic, puts up a little jump hook, no good. And the ball stripped out of bounds, fouled by Croxford. That'll be her third. 3:17 left to go, third quarter. 29-15 Warriors. Roberts into the game. She'll get Miller out. I think Miller just looking tired. Boy, she's going to be a good basketball player. Just a freshman, 5'11". She can shoot the three, handles the ball like a veteran out there. You'd think she was a junior or senior as well. She handles the ball against pressure. And she's fast. She's pretty athletic. Good basketball IQ. What she's going to need to do is get a lot stronger physically to be able to handle the pounding of the varsity game. But, boy, they've got themselves a winner going forward. There's a steal by Graham, or knocked away by Graham and out of bounds. Nobody could corral it. So we'll make that number 9 for Keeley tonight, that she has knocked a ball out of bounds. Or ended up in a jump ball, either one. There's a pass in to Roberts. Roberts, Atkins, traveled, got away with it, drives in, throws it up off the glass, no good. Ball's loose. Warriors not boxing out well. Roff with a jumper, good, from about 15 feet on the left wing. She's got five in the game. Graham, wheeling and dealing up the middle, still going inside. Should be fouled. No call there. She can't believe it. And Beck comes out of there with a rebound. Beck throws it ahead. Croxford with a steal. Croxford ahead to Graham. Keeley takes it in, reverse lane, up and in. Croxford to Graham. How many times do we say that this year? Now Croxford up tight on Beck. Beck gets past her. Keeley pretty tired here. Beck with a runner from the foul line. No good. Croxford with a rebound. She's hit in there. No call. There's a foul on Beck as she pushes her headed up the floor. Great job. Keeley could really use a break here. Reg needs to get somebody in for her. She is dog tired, and here comes Plummer, I think, going to get Keeley. No, she's going to get Croxford out. Keeley really needs a break. Ellen Howe, she comes out. Okay, so Kaya Rosenbaum in, and Alyssa Plummer, Morgan, and Keeley get a break. And Keeley just dragging out there right now. She'll get it back, though. It doesn't take her long to recover. Williams with it. Over to Husky on the left wing. She drives out to Hatch. Hatch fakes the three, drives baseline, gets inside. She's tied up, jump ball. Alternating possession goes to the Warriors. It's going to be Warrior basketball. First time this game, they have inbounded on their own baseline under their basket. First time. That happens a lot usually. Plummer with it out by the top of the key after the inbound. Starts to drive. He's getting fouled. No call. Hands it to Williams. Williams, high post. Rosenbaum works her way in. Tries to go up. Ball knocked away. She's battling. It goes off of the Eagles and out of bounds. Kaya with a nice move. Just got to go up stronger. Reg wants him to stack it up. 1:48 left to go, third quarter. Warriors up 31-17. Maylin lobs into Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum right at the rim. Misses it. She had it. Nice job of coming down with that ball in traffic and just couldn't finish it. Allman with it. Throws it down on the corner to Ropp. Ropp for three. No good. Williams with the rebound. There's a good box out. Williams brings it up with a minute and a half to go. She slows down at half court. Reg would like to see him run some clock so he can get some rest for Croxford and Graham. Out in the corner, Hatch, 18-footer. Good! Hannah Hatch finding her confidence. She's got eight tonight. She's hit a couple of threes, and now she has 8 points in the game. Ball knocked out of bounds by Williams on the inbound as the Warriors pick up full court man here. And that's going to get Beck back into the game. She's going to replace Carly, so they get a little bit better on the ball handling there. This is not the Warriors' best press defense here by any means. You don't have Morgan or Keeley in the game. They get it into Beck. Working on Williams. Williams stops her by the Warrior head at the left end of the floor here. Warriors are going left to right. Santiam Christian with the ball. Rop backs it out from the top of the key to set things up. Warriors in man-to-man defense. They only zoned once, and it gave up a lay-in on a full court zone 1-2-2. They go inside, ball knocked away. Roberts gets it. She loses it. Plummer with it. Plummer with a steal. Pushes it hard up the floor, getting bumped. Now the ball knocked away, and it should be Warrior basketball out of bounds. The Warriors will inbound down here. Miller going to come back into the game. Reg looking at his bench, and here he goes. Keeley coming back in. He's not going to let Miller be in the game without Keeley in there. And that's what Reg is telling her, I think, is you're going to have number 11 on defense. Warriors basketball. Keeley telling Kaya, we're going to switch. You're going to have Ropp. Oh, Ropp came out of the game. Graham with it. Top of the key. Swings it over to Williams. Williams. Graham with only two fouls in the game. She came out to get a break. Croxford has three fouls. High post. Rosenbaum over to Graham. Graham slithers in. She's fouled on the drive. That'll be the third team foul. 29 seconds left to go third quarter. Warriors will have the ball on the baseline underneath their own basket, left side of the key. Graham will trigger this in. Warriors box it up with Rosenbaum and Plummer up high, Hatch and Williams down low. Back out, and Risinger back into the game. Keeley into the corner to Maylin. To Kaya. She fakes it. She goes inside. Pulls up. Puts it up. No good. Loose ball rebound. Knocked away. Chased down by number 14, Allman. She takes it in. And she is fouled by Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum chasing that play down. Frustrated. She chases it down. Picks up the foul. That'll put Allman on the line to shoot two. Good hustle by Kaya to get back and not give up that lay-in. That loose ball rebound looked like Williams was going to have it, and then Allman just came right across her shoulder. Didn't foul her, just came right across and took the ball away. Allman misses the free throw. She hasn't scored in this game tonight. 33-17 Warriors, 16.2 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Three team fouls on the Eagles, four on the Warriors. And then we're going to have a lane violation. She would have made that one, but her teammate, Atkins, stepped into the lane. So that one won't count. She had two free throws. She doesn't even get to officially have an attempt on the second one. Graham throws long to Hatch. Hatch catches it 22 feet out, takes it in. She should be fouled. She is. And Hatch will go to the line. Roberts bodying her right along the side of the key there. Nice pass by Keeley Graham, the quarterback there, throwing long to the wide receiver as Hatch ran a go pattern. Just took off, headed down the floor. The Eagles were up in tight man-to-man defense trying to deny, and that's what you do when somebody denies you, is you run them. You take them out and run them. Hatch misses the first one. She'll have one more. 8 points in the game for Hannah. Her highest in a number of weeks. Second one, not a good shot there. Bricks the second one badly, and then we're going to have a jump ball as Keeley ties up Miller. It's going to be Eagles basketball, so make that 10 times this game. Keeley's either caused a jump ball or poked a ball away out of bounds. Just an unbelievable defensive night for Keeley. She doesn't have the steals that she normally has. There's a lob in. They get it into Allman. Allman with... There should be a travel, and there is. Sorry, I couldn't keep up with that there. I was going to say Plummer trying to cut her off. Allman put the brakes on and then just drug that pivot foot. So a turnover forced by Plummer, and that was Graham coming back to try to wolf that ball from behind. Here comes that tight man defense, but they keep Miller back and Roberts back a little bit. They lob it into Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum ahead to Keeley on the left side. Keeley with 4 seconds, pulls up, misses the shot. Hatch in traffic, gets it, can't corral it, and the clock runs out. She was battling between two gray jerseys there, but after three, the Warriors extend their lead. They were up 8 after the second quarter. They've taken this lead up to 16, 33-17. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity High School. Jeff Clark bringing you live Amity Girls Warriors action tonight. Your Warriors leading the Santiam Christian Eagles 33-17. A win tonight would give the Warriors a two-game lead for second place in the West Valley League, and that is huge. I think, you know, realistically, you assume a loss to Dayton at home when we play them here, and then a win against Taft, Sheridan, and Willamina, and the Warriors would finish up their regular season, because I think they'll beat Westside as well, and Horizon doesn't have a varsity team, so the Warriors potentially with a win here tonight could really legitimately go 10-2 in league. High post to Rosenbaum, off her foot back to Keeley, back to Rosenbaum. Keeley now with it, bounce pass to Williams, out to Hatch. Hatch puts up a deep two, no good. Miller with the rebound. Miller ahead to Roberts. Williams hustling back, and Roberts misses the shot. Keeley tips it once and then ties it up. Unbelievable knack. Keeley just never gives up on the play. She had no position on that on the long rebound, but she tipped it and then was able to tie up the loose ball. That's the 11th time tonight. After she had four of them in the first couple minutes of the game, I decided to start tracking that unofficial stat. 7:29 to go. Miller puts up a three, no good. Inside rebound and a miss by Roberts, and Graham with the rebound, and she's fouled. 15 foul against Sandy Ann Christian. Just the first on Risinger, and they're going to man this up. They're going to keep Rott back deep. They don't pressure the ball. They get it into Plummer, back to Graham. It's not a very effective press. They got up kind of tight, and then they backed off of Plummer and let her catch the ball. Graham almost lost it. She gets it back. Works off of a little high screen, pulls up, 18-footer, a little strong, bounces around and goes over the backboard. Keeley had an open look there. Well, I'll tell you, earlier in the year, Keeley was shooting the ball so well. Last couple of weeks, not as well, but still finding ways to contribute on the offensive end with her great drives and the ability to get out in the fast break. Miller, pressured by Plummer. Plummer all over her. Finally get it to Ropp. Ropp with Croxford on her. Ropp does not want to handle the ball against Croxford. She backs away from her. Now gives it back up to Miller. So far, they haven't gotten within 23 feet of the basket. There's a pass tipped away, chased down out in the center circle by Roberts. Nice job by Hatch there. Roberts picks it up. Now goes to Carly. Carly on the right wing. Out on top to Miller. They still haven't gotten inside the three-point line with the ball. Now they do as they go high post to Carly. Looking for a back door, not there, still looking. Now she gets it to Beck. Beck, top of the key, swings it over to Roberts. Back to Beck, bad pass, Graham with the steal. Graham backs it up, it's 1-on-3. She slows it down, that's the fourth steal of the game for Keeley. Inside to Croxford, Croxford misses the lay-in. Ball tipped out of bounds, it'll be Warrior basketball. 6:11 left to go, fourth quarter, 33-17 Warriors. Maylin Williams will inbound on the baseline. Warriors create a little screen for Graham. Graham steps back, misses the 23-footer. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Atkins. Atkins harassed by Graham, tips the ball. Atkins gets it back to Carly. Carly picked up at half court by Williams. Williams stays in front of her. Carly goes right over to Atkins. Atkins drives baseline on Plummer, cut off by Graham. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors. Keeley Graham forcing the turnover with the help defense as she slid over, took away that baseline, got a foot planted firmly out of bounds, which is what you want to do if you take away a drive, and it forces a turnover as it's dribbled off the foot of Atkins and out of bounds. Plummer with it on the left wing. Plummer drives to the top of the key, keeps going down the right side, now to Hatch. Hatch fakes the three in the corner, now to Croxford in the high post, spins down, goes up with the left hand, leaves it short, gets it back, goes up, no good, her shot blocked, and we got a technical foul. I think Morgan might have said something in frustration there that she's not supposed to say on the basketball court, and that's going to get her out of the game and Husky in. It wasn't. I don't think it was directed at the ref. I think Mo just had a slip of the verbiage down there right in front of the official. She got fouled pretty good in there and was frustrated, and I couldn't hear it from where we were, but when you say it 2 feet from the official, if it's not appropriate, you're probably going to get teed up, especially when he knows you're frustrated that you didn't get the call. Ropp hits the free throw. So Morgan out and Bernay in. Ropp hits two, so it's 33-19. Now Reg talking with Morgan down there on the bench, gives her a little tap on the head. Got to keep your composure out there. Can't allow yourself to get frustrated. You got a 14-point lead now. You had a 16-point lead. They get it into Beck. Graham harassing her out at the center circle. Ropp now with it. Right angle way extended out high to Roberts at the top of the key. Knocked away by Hatch. Roberts gets it back, and then it's tied up. Hatch. doing a great job defensively there. Hannah really asserting herself tonight on the defensive end, doing a good job. 5:22 left to go, fourth quarter. The game's getting a little sloppy, kind of no flow to it right now. Graham into Husky, back to Graham. Keeley back over to Brene as she gets it across half court. Now to Williams. She'll set up the offense. Keeley going to the high post now. She's got the shorter Beck on her. There's a lob inside to Plummer. Back out. Husky for three. No good. Weak side rebound by Keeley Graham. Keeley starts to drive, works her way in, tries to spin. She is fouled. She'll go to the line. I think that's a reach in on Carly. It is. 16 foul on the Eagles. Third on Carly. The Warriors have five. Warriors stack it up left side of the key as Williams will trigger it in. She gets it into Husky. Husky now out to Graham by the center circle. Graham works her way right, bounce pass to Husky, back door to Graham, takes it in, lays it up and left it. That's a little short, but not a nice cut and a great pass from Husky. Carly fakes the jumper at the foul line, goes in and lays it up and in. Nice little up and under by Carly. She's got seven in the game, and the lead's down to 12. 4.5 minutes to go. Quick offense there for the Eagles. That hasn't happened very often in this game. Husky works left, gives it up to Williams. Williams, top of the key, dribbling right, crosses over, kicks it back out to Graham. Graham goes left, gets inside. Her shot blocked by Ropp. I think Keeley a little tired, didn't get much elevation there. Plummer tips the pass. Ropp gets it back. Walks it up. As we come up on the halfway point in the fourth quarter. Swings it over to Carly. Carly on the right wing. Out on top to Roberts. Roberts back right side now to Atkins. Atkins looking for a cutter, not there, to Beck out top. Left angle to Ropp. Ropp wants the three. Husky up pretty tight on her. Go inside to Atkins, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on Plummer. Yep. Alyssa's had a rough night on the fouls. Her fourth. Interesting to see how long Reg lets Moe sit there. He's going to take a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on McMinnville's Best Radio. Okay. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 3:47 left to go, fourth quarter. Warriors, and I want to say this, this might sound a little weird, but they're nursing a 12-point lead, 33-21. They were up 33-17, and they had a couple of chances inside, nothing happened, and Mo got a technical, two free throws made by Ropp. Warriors came down, missed a lay-in, and then a basket by, I don't remember who, I think Allman. Somebody got a basket at the other end, and now we're down to 12, and they have the ball back as the Warriors failed to score again last time down. Beck gives it to Atkins on the right wing. She starts to drive. Plummer cuts her off. Reverse lay-in, no good. Plummer with a rebound. Good job by Alyssa. Alyssa dribbles out of the trap, pushes up the middle of the floor, still going. Beck cuts her off. Plummer slows it down. Somebody needs to come and help her. And finally, we have a jump ball. Reg not happy. He thought he had a timeout called. And instead, alternating possession is going to go to the Eagles. Reg not happy. He called a timeout right next to the official and didn't get it before the jump ball. That's pretty poor officiating there. The official should have been listening for the coach, knowing that it was a tight situation like that, and that's a common time for a coach to call a timeout. So there's no excuse for an official not to hear that. They get it into Carly. Carly pulls up. 18-footer blocked by Williams from the side. Saved back in bounds by Beck, and right now they're winning every loose ball. There's one, though, on the floor, and this one, finally, Graham comes out of there. Should be another foul. Nothing called on Beck. She was on Graham's back when Graham got that loose ball. Keeley with a steal, her fifth steal of the game. She and Husky play catch out top. Under 3 minutes to go now. Graham out by the center circle. Beck on her. Beck finally comes up close enough that Keeley needs to dribble. Keeley works right, back left, pulls up at the foul line to Williams. Williams fakes the three, drives, takes it in. She's fouled. Carly getting her from the backside. And that'll put Maylin Williams on the line to shoot two. That's the fourth on Carly. and the seventh team foul against the Eagles. First one good by Williams. Second one also good. So suddenly the Warriors have fixed their free throw shooting woes. They are back to being an excellent free throw shooting team that they were last year. Hatch with excellent defense against Roberts. Roberts finally gets it across half court. Hannah playing inspired defense tonight. She's done a great job. That's not usually her forte. She's really, the strength of her game is that mid-range shooting. Three-pointer by Ropp, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Beck on the left side. Beck to Roberts, poked away by Hatch. And there's Graham jumping up and almost stealing that one. Tipped it right back to Roberts. Roberts was surprised to see that ball come back to her. I swear, Keeley gets 2.5, 3 feet off the ground, it looks like. She can jump like few girls. Really has good hops. We've got a timeout taken by the Eagles. They didn't have anything going offensively, and the Warriors doing a great job with their man defense. It's going to be a full timeout. 2:03 left to go, fourth quarter. We're going to throw it back to a commercial here real quick. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. 2:03 left to go in the fourth quarter. Amity Warrior girls leading the San Diego Christian Eagles 35-21 from Amity High School. Jeff Clark bringing you exciting Amity Warrior basketball action all year long. Warrior girls looking to get to 6-1 in league. And a two-game lead over the San Diego Christian Eagles for second place. Just a couple of minutes left to go in this one. Warriors with just a little bit more good defense, and Reg will be able to empty that bench over there. Eagles will inbound far side, their end of the floor, just past half court. Miller, Hatch up in her face. Miller looking for somebody, looking for somebody. Boy, that could have been 5 seconds. Finally to Beck. Beck gets it to Ropp. Ropp down low to Atkins. Atkins goes baseline, misses the shot, gets it back, misses again. Ball tipped and saved. Keeley Graham with another steal. They saved it back inbounds to her. Keeley just everywhere tonight defensively. Ahead to Croxford. Croxford pulls up. Out on top to Williams. Williams, top of the key, fake, starts to drive to Plummer. Plummer, she'll drive, gets in the key. Puts the brakes on, back out to Williams. Williams, she drives, goes all the way in, and she's fouled. So the Warriors run about 20 seconds that time down the floor and end up with Maylin Williams headed back to the foul line. Reg's going to be really happy with the free throw shooting tonight. They have struggled to be 50% all year. Williams makes her third in a row. They've made 15 foul shots tonight and missed three. Maylin makes it 16 out of 20 from the foul line tonight for the Warriors. 80% foul shooting. Maybe that is going to put them more consistent on that because they've been a terrible foul shooting team all year. They need that to play against some of the better teams. They really need it. There's a rebound by Graham. She's fouled. And Reg could safely empty his bench now with a minute 16 to go, 37-21. Ninth team foul. Fifth on Carly. That fouls her out. Bourne will come back into the game, as will Roberts. Minute 16 left, 37-21. Keeley to the line to shoot. 1-1. Waiting here. Oh, they got a jersey issue here where Bourne wasn't tucked in, so the official makes her tuck in her jersey, and Graham to the line. First one for Keeley. Looks good. Is Keeley shooting the ball with confidence tonight from the foul line. One more for Keeley. That's 17 out of 21 tonight for the Warriors. I don't think that's right. I think it's I got to check that again, because they only have three misses. Now the Warriors are getting some people off the bench here. Roberts into the game. Warriors are going to take a timeout. I think Reg, that way he can figure out all of his substitutions here. We're going to stay right here. It's a 30-second. Let me get a total for you here. Rosenbaum is 2 out of 2. Graham is, so far, 7 out of 8. Hatch was 0 for 2. Husky 2 for 2. Plummer 2 for 2. Williams 4 for 4. So that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 out of 20 so far. So 85% for the Warriors tonight. And Graham with a chance to make that even better. So Roberts in, Croxford out. It's the only substitution so far for the Warriors. Sandingham Christian, on the other hand, going a little deeper on their bench. Number 20, Abby Davis, a 5'9 sophomore in the game for the first time. Yeah, she's not 5'9. We'll go 5'7. Another one for Keeley. Takes her time, puts it up. Perfect. Beautiful free throw shooting. Warriors now 18 for 21 from the foul line. If you have followed us all year, there have been nights where we haven't hardly been 3 out of 21, it seems like. Born in the high post, right side to Beck. Beck looking for something, drives on Graham, picks up her dribble, goes baseline. Step through by Allman, no good. Rebound by Plummer. Plummer to Graham. Under a minute to go now. Graham to Williams. Williams brings it up. Over to Graham. They'll run the clock here. They play catch out top. Warriors will run this clock out. They don't need to shoot. 45 seconds to go. Back up tight, though, on Graham. They go high post to Roberts. Roberts back out to Hatch. Her pass stolen by Roberts, by the other Roberts. And her pass, her dribble knocked away and fouled by Hatch. 34.6 seconds left to go. That's going to put Roberts on the line to shoot 1-1 for the Eagles. Sophie Roberts, 5'5", sophomore. Her free throw, no good. And we got a lane violation on number 20, Abby Davis. So that free throw attempt won't even count. Warriors basketball up by 18. Good win for the Warriors tonight. Callie gets it back to Graham. Keeley works her way up the floor. Working on Beck. Bounce pass to Plummer. Plummer goes past Bourne. Starts to drive. Backs it out. Throws it back to Keeley with 21 seconds. Keeley backs out. Now gives it to Plummer. Plummer again starts to drive on Bourne. Gives it up. Dribbles left. Over to Keeley. 12 seconds. And the Warrior faithful can chalk this one up to another win for the Warriors. 5 seconds to go. Plummer working on Bourne. She'll hold it. And that's it, folks. Final score. Amity 39 and Sandingham Christian 21. A convincing 18-point victory for the Warriors tonight as their lead grew. They were tied after one, up 8 after 2, 16 after 3, and win by 18. Great job by these Warrior girls tonight to give themselves a 2-game lead for second place in the West Valley League. All but locking up, if they stay healthy and play well the rest of the way, a trip to Friday of districts. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with some point totals for you. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Amity Warrior girls with a 39-21 win over the Sandingham Christian Eagles. Warriors were led tonight by, in a balanced scoring attack, by Keeley Graham with 12. Maylin Williams had 9, 8 points for Hannah Hatch, 4 out of Brene Husky, and then 2 each for Rosenbaum, Plummer, and Croxford. So always nice when you can get a convincing win without Morgan really having a big offensive contribution in terms of scoring. She did a great job with passing and had several assists, but really didn't get her shot going tonight. And the Warriors still able to cruise to an 18-point win. And really the big stat here is they allowed 6 points in the first quarter and then 7 in the second, 4 in the third, and 4 in the fourth. So just a great defensive effort for the Warriors, completely befuddling the Sandingham Christian Eagles offensive schemes tonight. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. Oh, and of course, the highlight for the Warriors tonight, 18 out of 21 from the foul line. Fantastic shooting there from the charity stripe. We're going to take a break for a few minutes and be back with pregame for the boys basketball in about 6 minutes. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.